The the Midrash says in the middle of this week's parsha, this parsha is mostly about Mechiras Yosef, of course, Yosef and his brothers, and then Yosef Mitzrayim, and in the middle we have a change of scenery, and the whole story of Yehuda with all his tribulations in terms of Tamar and his sons. And the Midrash says that what was going on at that time, Reuven was Osek B'Sakov Taniso, and Yosef was Osek B'Sakov Tanito, and Yehuda was Osek L'Tzolo Isha. And Hashem was busy bringing the Orosh Shel Mashiach, bringing Mashiach. And the standard way to understand this Medrash is, Reuven was busy, he was upset about Mechirat Yosef, and about Babul Yosef Aviv, and the brothers were all upset about Mechirat Yosef, and Yosef was upset and afraid because of his predicament, and Yehuda was distracted by going with all these adventures with wives, and no one was thinking about anything, but Hashem mysteriously was nonetheless bringing the light of Mashiach through Peretz, the son of Yehuda and Tamar. But the Rebbe Rabbanim, Rav Simcha Bonim of Shischa, has an interesting chiddush. He said, no, that's not the way to read the Medrash. The way to read the Medrash is, Yosef was busy with Sakov Tanito. Yosef says, we messed up. I messed up. I shouldn't have acted the way to my brothers. I see there's a lot of mistakes made. It led to failure and tragedy. And all I could do is mourn about it. Reuven, I messed up, I see this whole plan went wrong, this went tragically wrong, all we can do is mourn about it. And they were right for mourning about it. If you mess up, you have to mourn. But Yehuda didn't just sit and mourn. Yehuda, did he fix everything immediately? No, he wasn't able, he wasn't ready, he didn't have the koch inside himself to fix everything immediately. Did he do everything right in the best possible, most mahadrin way? No. But he said, you know what? Our family suffered a blow. We've lost people in our family. I have to build the family a little. And he went, and he had children, and he took wives for his children to try and create grandchildren. And Yehuda said, I know it's a terrible situation. I know we messed up big time. And I'm also sad about it. But I can't just mourn. And even if I can't fix it yet, let me do something to try and build what I can in the face of this in the face of this tragedy. And because Yehuda was Osek, Solo Isha, because Yehuda tried to build, therefore Hashem found the Makom to be Osek and bring the Orosh HaMashiach. Hashem was able to bring the Mashiach through Yehuda, because Yehuda saw this koach that that no matter how bad things are and how much you messed up, the reaction can't be just to be depressed. Can't be just to mourn. The reaction has to be to try and build what you can, even if it's not as great as that which you destroyed. That koach, that's of course the koach malchus of Yehuda, right? What's the difference between Shaul and David? Why is Beit David divchar? Because Shaul was a great king, but when he messed up, couldn't go anywhere from there. And David was a great king, but when he messed up, when he did the wrong thing, he was able to recover, he was able to make everything exactly as right as it once was? No, was he able to undo everything he did? No, but he was able to do the best he could, and that, of course, is the yesod of tshuva, which Yehuda ultimately, obviously, this led to. Yehuda's the one who did tshuva. For all of Mechirat Yosef, right? In Parshat Vayigash, we know Yehuda's the one of tshuva. Where did the koach of tshuva come from? Ultimately, the first koach of tshuva comes from not only recognizing what you did wrong, which Reuven did and Yosef did and didn't bring Mashiach, but the koach of tshuva comes, you have to recognize what you did wrong, and also believe that you have the power to build, and that whatever you did wrong, you can now do something right, and you can now build and do whatever you can, even if you don't think you're properly making up yet for what you did wrong. That koach of tshuva is the koach of malchut, is the koach of nitzchiyot, and ultimately from there, Hashem found a place to bring the Orosh Shel Mashiach. Shabbat shalom.
You shabbat already? Thank you.